Hello, race fans, and welcome to Disc Golf Daily. Today is Friday, March 15th. We will finish our conversation with Caleb Rancourt of Pured and get you the news you need to watch the Open at Austin as comfortably as possible. While hanging with your buddies this weekend, share some insights you learned from the podcast, but don't tell them where you heard them. It'll be our little secret. Now, let's get to it. Our first news story of the day, a DGN, PDGA, PSA. That's easy for me to say. With DGN's update to their new platform, there are many new improvements. Some of them are on the back end, though, and the DGPT wants to remind you of how to utilize them. Starting this year, Disc Golf Network allows PDGA members to link their PDGA and DGN accounts to continue benefiting from the discounted subscription rates, as long as your PDGA membership is current. You won't have to, if you do this, you won't have to remember to generate a code each year and apply it to your account. You link your account one time and enjoy the discount as long as your PDGA membership is current. The fun thing about this, interestingly, this sentence implies that the PDGA-DGN partnership is going to last a long time. And that's a very good thing for disc golf. So I'm just going to run through, here's how you link your PDGA account as a current DGN subscriber. You open the DGN website in a browser, you can't do it from the app, and log in. Navigate to Settings, scroll down to find the PDGA Member Status section, enter your PDGA info, and then confirm the membership via the email they send you. Here's the trick. You have to do this before March 25th, or else you're going to lose that discount on your subscription. You'll be able to link it back anytime, but all the time that you didn't do it, you'll be paying full price. That's the PSA. Story two, Statmando Stat Time. Gannon Burr won the Memorial 2 weeks ago. He won Waco last week. He is the reigning champion of the Open at Austin, and he has never won three events in a row during his pro career. Since he's only 10 years old, that kind of makes sense. Story number three, DGPT Europe tickets are on sale now. So I just went and looked at the stats of our podcast listeners. 18% are from outside the United States. We're going to publish this podcast at 1:11 this morning, U.S. Eastern time, so that all of the Europeans can get this kind of news as quickly as possible. Go watch the coolest named events in all of disc golf. Seriously, listen to these events. Well, the European Disc Golf Festival, that's fine. But Turku Open, Copenhagen Open, Swedish Open, and Krokal Open. If you don't go see those, you're missing something, unless you live in the United States. And then you're missing something else. Our final story of the day. This comes to us from the players meeting. Disc golf is evolving. Before the season started, Big Germ was asked, is disc golf evolving? And what are needed to become a champion on the tour? He said these four things. You need an accurate 500-foot backhand that finishes any direction. You need a reliable 450-foot forehand. You need a mid-range touch to about 375. And according to Jeremy, from 50 feet, you need to be 60%. From 40 feet, 80%. And from if you're inside the circle, 95%. Why is this evolution happening? One and two, the distance requirements that Jeremy mentions are significantly more than it's ever been before. No longer can the tour play on normal courses like you and I do. They have to test the best, create excitement, and house a lot of spectators. Along with size, the players' abilities have grown, players' abilities have grown, making it harder to create scoring separation. Hate it or love it, change is inevitable, and the pros are adapting. This doesn't mean every stop's going to get longer. Maple Hill, Smuggler's Notch, and the Beast are here to stay. But distance will continue to increase, and newer courses like Olympus and Northwood will find a way to challenge this increasing distance with more trees and tighter landing areas. In my opinion, and in Charlie's in the players meeting, that's the right direction for the tour to go. We're going to close the podcast with a discussion, with the second part of our discussion with Caleb Rancourt of the Pured social media disc golf app. Get into the nitty-gritty a little bit here. When you log into the app or when you first sign up for the app, why does it ask my round type and what are round types? Caleb's reply, they are used to indicate pace of play and seriousness of the round. There are three round types, practice, regular, and club. Practice is low pressure, regular is primarily one off the tee and a steady pace of play, and club indicates that you might be playing in a tournament or tags or doubles or weekly or something like that. Check the notes to see exactly what you're getting into. My next question, I love how easy it is to find someone playing a round. Are the rounds sorted by distance from me or my home course or something else? Caleb's reply, currently, they all appear in the feed with rounds happening sooner appearing at the top. Users can use the filter option to only show rounds within a certain distance of their home. As we start to have a lot of rounds posted, we'll be adding default user-specific sortings that will show users the rounds closest to them first. Excellent. I can't wait to see those filters get expanded as the number of users goes up. This is going to be a very exciting app. Next question. What are your goals, numerically and personally, with the creation of Disc Golf's first dedicated social media app? Caleb's reply, personally, I want to be a leader in the sport 10 years from now, and I know playing professionally is not in the cards. Building a business that helps strengthen the Disc Golf community, enables me to travel to events, and allows me to experience Disc Golf scenes around the world is my goal. It's kind of funny, he's building an app to make his life easier, and in fact, he's going to make a lot of our lives easier. Thank you, Caleb. He continues, numerically, it's my dream to have more Pured users than PDGA members, and for both of us to see long-term sustainable growth. I'd like to help get female PDGA membership above 20% and keep it growing. Amen to that. And just so everybody knows, at the end of this year, there will be about 135,000 PDGA members. So he's talking about having 150,000 Pured users or so. Is there anything else people should know? Caleb replies, Pured is just me, completely self-funded, and I'm hustling to build something awesome for the disc golf community. Pured is going to constantly be improving and getting better. If anyone has any feedback, ideas, or wants to collaborate, please reach out. Also, if anyone out there thinks Pured is a cool idea, please share it with your friends. Same thing goes for Disc Golf Daily. Leave a positive review in the App Store. Same thing goes for Disc Golf Daily. And give at Pured Disc Golf a follow on social media. When you're growing a business from scratch, these small things have a big impact. Hallelujah, Hollywood. I close my interview with Caleb by asking who his hero is. And he replies, Jake Burton is high on my hero list. And I see snowboarding's progression from toy to subculture to mainstream sport as an analogous example for disc golf to draw inspiration from. He started with a toy he loved, the Snurfer, wanted to have more fun, so he built and refined his own equipment and was instrumental in getting snowboarding recognized by ski resorts and ultimately the entire sports world. He never compromised on his values and was instrumental to snowboarding's origins, growth, and adoption. He was a quality dude. Thank you very much, Caleb. You are a quality dude as well. I highly encourage everybody listening to download the Pured Disc Golf app. That's P-U-R-E apostrophe D. And find out who's playing around near you. That's it for us today. If you have any thoughts, news, or opinions, shoot us an email at discgolfdaily@aol.com. Have fun, throw them straight, and hit the thin gap.